So how many of you have heard about the Delta variant? Okay. So what have we said all along with SARS-2 COVID-19? We've said it's a real virus. It's not a pretend virus. It's real. And it's problematic if you get it. And we've said that, and we've not denied it. We've just been wise about it. We never shut down. We still have people out in their cars, and we're broadcasting to them right now. They're out there. They're here on our campus with us together. They're just in their car right now. And we make available a kind of a cooled outdoor space under the 2,000 square foot awning. And we've got people in the foyer, and we're in here and all that. We're trying to be wise about it. It's real. And now there's this Delta variant that they're talking about. So what I wanted to share with you is, you know, God's given us a brain, and we need to walk in wisdom. The Bible says, be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. So I just want to encourage us in our community of faith. Let's walk in that wisdom. Let's acknowledge the reality of this variant. But let's not walk in fear. That's really the mantra. You ready? Let's not walk in fear. Let's not walk in fear. Let's not walk in fear. But let's walk in faith. And I want to argue today that fear and faith can't exist in the same heart. Now, I'm not talking about the proverbial ostrich. We are not the kind of community of faith that we bury our heads in the sand and we go, it's not real, it's not real. No. You make fun of me for washing my hands 20 times a day, and after I shake your hand, if you put your hand out to shake it, I will shake it, but I run over and I sanitize. Not with one squirt, with about four or five. And it's just like I bathe in it. Before COVID, you laughed at me, but it's okay. I don't want to transfer your cooties to the next person. That's just part of being wise, and yes, I am a bit of a germaphobe. I get it. But we can't walk in fear. Let me tell you what fear, the source of fear is not from God. The source of fear is from Satan himself. And I'm going to argue the pawns that have seized power in our government, the unrighteous, they are using fear to control the masses. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
Now, let me explain something. Ultimately, who is our ultimate enemy, man or Satan? So Satan's the one that wants us to, what, cower in fear. Again, we're going to walk in wisdom, but we cannot walk in fear. So let me give you a reference. If you're taking some notes, write this down. Romans 8:15. The Apostle Paul is writing this powerful, Jill, you're going to love this. It was written from a perspective as an attorney. When you look at the book of Romans, it's the most powerful polemic, the most powerful argument that can be made. It's extremely persuasive, and it's written to those Roman Christians. Well, in chapter 8, verse 15, Paul says, we have not received a spirit of bondage again to fear, but we've received a spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. So you ready for this? There's no room for fear. Because our daddy, that's what that word means. Our daddy is the God of the universe. Amen. And our daddy loves us. And our daddy's watching over us. Now, we're not going to be stupid, and we're going to be wise about the way we handle ourselves, and we're not going to walk up to each other and cough in each other's faces, and, you know, we're not going to be stupid, but we're not going to be fearful. And I'm going to encourage you, find some good news sources that are not part of the system, of Satan's system. So let me just tell you right now, I've done some perusing. You can verify it if you want, but ABC, NBC, you know, Lester Holt, David Muir, those talking heads are not talking faith, they're talking fear. They're, they're talking something that's contrary to what we believe as Christians. If you listen to them, you will begin to walk in fear. Who you listen to will impact you. You surround yourself with people, reasoned people, thinking people, but people of faith, and you'll be filled with faith, and fear will subside. Fear will cripple you. You say, where's this coming from? I'll tell you exactly where it's coming from, because I thank you. Spoken like a wise man. That's pretty good. So I read dozens of different articles, and some of them are from a conservative source or more Christian worldview, but many of them, as someone said back here, are obviously written from people with an agenda, a leftist agenda, an anti-God agenda. I want to know where the enemy's coming from, so then I can, honest, you ready, give you a real inoculation, a real vaccine that will kind of prepare you to stand up against the lies being put forth by Satan. So anyway, I was reading about this Delta variant, and it was interesting. I'm not a fearful person, and I'm in the Word of God like 25 hours a week, which is a great immune booster, make keeping you in faith and not fear. But in the middle of the night, I was kind of overwhelmed with a spirit of fear. Did you hear that? A spirit of fear. And I started praying, and I said, Lord, you know, I need you. I don't want to walk in fear. Because if I walk in fear, how am I going to lead the community of faith you've called me to lead in faith? Away from fear. And so it took a couple hours, and basically I was rehearsing scriptures from the Word of God, because the Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So during the middle of the night, I was rehearsing scriptures and calling upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And you ready? And then the peace of God, which passes all understanding, which will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, begin to flood me. Amen? And so that's kind of the word today, is I just want to encourage you, stop listening to the liars, to the fear mongers, to those that have an agenda. Stop listening to those people. And we've given out to you in the past some Christian worldview, trusted type news sources that you can get some really good information from, that will inform you. We need to be informed, but will not put you in fear, right? They'll put it in proper perspective or context. And that's really what the Lord was just putting on my heart, is for us to trust the Lord, for us to choose to walk in faith and not in fear. How many of you would be honest enough to say that your knees have kind of shaken a little bit over these last 16 months of the pandemic? Anybody would be honest enough? I'll put both my hands up. There has been some of that. And I just don't want to see the second for this to happen again. When I say happen again, I'm not even as much talking about some virus, but I'm talking about people cowering in fear. I've shared it before, but how many churches shut down during the pandemic in America? 94%. Initially, 94% of the churches closed their doors. Now, granted, some of them did online stuff, and the preacher would sit in an empty sanctuary and broadcast it out. But folks, that's not ecclesia. That's not the gathering, right? So, you know, we're going to walk in wisdom. We'll do whatever we need to do to keep people safe. But I just wanted to really encourage you to walk in faith and not in fear. Amen. All right, so, you know, every time we gather as a church, usually following that much longer sermon, but anyway, usually following that sermon, there's always an invitation, an appeal for someone maybe that doesn't know the Lord Jesus Christ, to put their trust or their confidence in the God-man Jesus. And so we want to do that today. So if you're here and you can't honestly say, hey, Pastor Jeff, I don't know that all my sins are forgiven, or Pastor Jeff, I don't know that I've really truly transferred my trust over to Jesus alone to save me, then I want to encourage you right now, just in the quietness of your own heart, whether you're on Facebook Live or YouTube or out in your car or under the awning, the foyer in the sanctuary, maybe you're listening to this message later on from our website and you go, man, I don't know that I'm a Christian, a true Christian. I don't know that all my sins are forgiven, but I want to know. What do I need to know? Well, first of all, I can't save you. I'll tell you that, because I have to be saved myself. The key is understanding that Jesus Christ is the one mediator between God and man. Amen. So let me tell you right now, Pastor Jeff's not the mediator between God and man. Our government is not the mediator between God and man. The church is not the mediator between God and man. There's one mediator between God and man, and his name is
Jesus.
And that is the one. He is the one that you need to put your total confidence in. He's the only one that can save you. And you say, well, why can he save me above any other man? I'll tell you why. Because he's not just any other man. He's the God-man. 2,000 years ago, this is the record, the historical fact. 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ was born of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It was by divine means. And the Blessed Virgin Mary was overshadowed by the Spirit of Almighty God. And Jesus, the Son of God, was conceived in Mary's womb. Now, he always existed. Micah 5:2 says that Jesus, his goings forth have been from old, from everlasting. He's God, but he took on human form 2,000 years ago. Became the God-man, right? He walked in our shoes, but he did something in his 33 years of life that none of us have been successful in doing. He never sinned. He never had a sinful thought. He never had an impure motive. He never did anything wrong. He was perfect. And at 33 years of age, the Bible says he suffered and died on the cross to pay for your sins and my sins and the sins of the world. And so we start with a recognition that we have sinned and that our sin separates us from a perfect, holy God. We then move to the point where we accept that only Jesus can forgive us of our sins. And that what we need to do is call on Jesus. We need to call on the name of the Lord and we will be saved. Whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord will be saved. So that's the appeal today. Would you feel comfortable bowing your heads and maybe closing your eyes just for a moment of decision? So if you're hearing these words today and you don't know for sure that all your sins have been forgiven, then I want to ask you right now to put your faith in Jesus Christ alone. I want to ask you to ask the God-man Jesus to forgive you of your sins. If you want to do that, I don't know, some have called it a prayer of faith, but I want you to pray a prayer of faith between you and God. Just ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins and to give you eternal life. So right now, in the quietness of where you're seated, would you do that? Say something like this: Lord Jesus, I know I've sinned, and I know my sin separates me from you. Right now, I ask you to take away my sin and to give me eternal life. Jesus, I'm asking you to save me. With heads bowed and eyes closed, if you just ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins and to give you eternal life, you just prayed that prayer of faith, would you quietly slip your hand up right now, wherever you're seated, raise your hand up high. Would you do that? Anybody? Under the awning, in the foyer, in the sanctuary, I see your hand. God bless you. I'm so happy. Is there anyone else? With head still bowed and eyes still closed. The invitation to those of us that are in Christ today is something like this. It's a recommitment, a reconsecration to not walk in fear, but to choose by the power of the Holy Spirit to walk in faith. An act of your will today, empowered by the Spirit of God, an act of your will to choose to not walk in fear, but to walk in faith. So right now, if you would, my brothers and sisters in Christ, if you are choosing today by the power of the Holy Spirit, choosing anew and afresh today to walk in faith and not in fear, get up out of your seat and come kneel at the altar. Would you do that? If you can't kneel, come stand at the altar. Come right now. Some of you are desiring to join the church. I want you to come forward now. The altar, there'll be room for you. You come forward. The altar's filling up, but there'll be room. Oh, Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus for the power we need through the Holy Spirit to say no to fear and yes to faith. Faith in you. Faith in your word. Trusting that when you say it, we can take it to the bank. We can believe it. We ask for that supernatural action, that you would activate our volition, our wills, and that we will step forward each time we're confronted with different bits of dark news, things that would tend to make us fearful, that we would choose by the power of your Spirit, Lord, we would choose to walk in faith and trust in you, for you alone. You alone are trustworthy. We love you, Lord God.